the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Seed of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what a rich moment we have on this Monday of the sixth week in ordinary time, which doesn't sound all that remarkable, except that we're about to begin Lent in a couple of days, so our minds and hearts should already be contemplating this season of essentially conversion. It's a penitential season that we're about to enter, and we seek to perfect our conversion to the Lord. And so the readings that we have today also, by chance, I think, lend themselves in a very useful way to our consideration of Lent and how we're going to live it, and also the second reading from the Office of Readings and the Breviary. I'm going to tie that in because it deals with wisdom. And in the first letter, the first reading, the letter from St. James, James singles out the virtue of wisdom in his exhortation. So it's the very beginning of this letter from St. James, which he addresses to all of the tribes of Israel in the dispersion. So it's really a letter to the entire church everywhere that he's addressing himself. And he exhorts us to perseverance under trial, to be faithful, because when those trials come, we gain perseverance. And he says, let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So a call to perseverance and also to perfection, which is really what all of us as Christians are called to. And that exhortation to perfection is found in many places in the New Testament. The Lord himself exhorts us to perfection. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Chapter 5 of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 48. And St. Peter in his first letter, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. And again, St. Paul in the letter to the Romans, chapter 12. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. So St. James tells us to be perfect, and then the next thing he says is, but if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. And he specifies that we should ask in faith, not doubting. So he ties immediately by this sequence, persevere through difficulties to become perfect, and seek wisdom if you lack it. So as we go into the season of Lent, the season in which the entire church together for 40 days seeks to grow closer to Christ, to grow in our love for him, to become more perfect in our faith and in our living out of our faith, we should seek wisdom. And St. Bernard, Doctor of the Church, has something to say about this in the reading we had for the Office of Readings today, the second reading. And I'll just read this last paragraph. Happy is the man who has found wisdom. Even more happy is the man who lives in wisdom, for he perceives its abundance. Now, some practical advice. There are three ways for wisdom or prudence to abound in you. If you confess your sins, if you give thanks and praise, and if your speech is edifying. Man believes with his heart, and so he is justified. He confesses with his lips, and so he is saved. In the beginning of his speech, the just man is his own accuser. Next, he gives glory to God. And thirdly, if his wisdom extends that far, he edifies his neighbor. So right there, St. Bernard has given us three things, three concrete objectives or goals that we can work on. And I propose that if you haven't yet come up with a really good Lenten resolution, then consider this. Work on these three things. Confess your sins. That's always a very important part of Lent. In fact, the church requires, one of the precepts of the church is that we confess at least once a year, and if it's only once a year, it should be during the season of penance of Lent. Although, typically, I advise, as do so many others, much more frequent confession, because that's a very important part of our becoming perfect, to constantly see and confess our sin. Next, give glory to God. And so that's what we're doing here, gathered together in the celebration of the Holy Mass. And it would be a good resolution to attend Mass daily, if possible. If you can't be done typically throughout the year, make an extra effort during Lent to come to Mass more frequently, to participate in the common worship of the Church as often as possible. And thirdly, if our wisdom extends that far, to edify our neighbor. So be conscious of the things that we say and the sentiments that we express even through our nonverbal communication. Let us be very mindful in this time coming up. And that's another point that St. James makes in the letter, in his letter, speaking about the importance of custody of the tongue, that we don't offend the truth, that we don't offend God or charity through our speech, but rather that we build up the church, one another. So let us implore the Blessed Virgin Mary, the seat of wisdom, who alone with Christ is perfect and was perfect on this earth, and who is known by the title Seat of Wisdom, that she intercede for us, that we may ask the Lord confidently for wisdom, as St. James instructs us, trusting that we will receive that gift of the Holy Spirit and thus be so much closer to the perfection that we seek for our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.